Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis chapter 41, verse number 34, 35, 36. Praise the Lord. It said, "Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years." 35. "And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be what? For store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine." Praise the Lord. We are looking at Exodus part 8. Exodus part 8. And today we are considering the principle of the 20% part 2. Principle of the 20. Please take your seat. In the first service, we had a discussion about Joseph recommending to Pharaoh that a fifth part of all the food should be stored so that the land will not perish because of famine. We have said that a fifth part stands for 20%. Praise the Lord. And we know that this is a great year God has given us. It's a year of God's goodness. It's a year of God's blessing for us. And for all the testimonies that are in store within this one calendar year for us, there is the need for us to have winning strategies that will help us to actualize everything that God has put in the year for us. And we said in doing so, we need to know the kind of association we will build. Number two, we need to save 20% of everything that comes to us. It's not just savings, it also has to be an investment. And in the past 2-3 weeks, we have been spending time talking about spending or investing this 20% in an intrinsic existential way. And so I've really not talked about finances or whatever. I've been talking about the different areas of our lives that we need to start making investment in. I've been talking about making investment into your family life, relationship life, marital life. Praise the Lord. Making investment into your children, into relationships that you have, your destiny helpers. Making investment into your work, into your academics, and all of that. Because there is a tendency for us to lose the various areas that are important that we need to make investment into our health. This morning I was talking about making investment into your body. Praise the Lord. And church doesn't talk about body. We talk about soul and spirit. Is that also? But the Bible says that the spirit cannot do much when the body breaks down. So he said the spirit is willing, but the body is what? Weak. A strong anointing cannot function properly in a weak body. Because the anointing is carried on the vehicle of the body, or the body is the vehicle that carries the anointing. So no matter the powerful engine you have, if the body is dead, I don't think any one of you sit in an engine of a car. You still sit in the body of a car, even though it may be powered by a great engine. Are you here with me at all? And mostly you don't see the engine of the car. You don't see the engine of the aeroplane. You don't see the engine of the Land Cruiser and all of that. But if the body is bad, you have body pains. You can have great car engine, and if the body is bone shaker, you will need a bony key. Don't go there. I'm not going there, baby. So sometimes we need to talk about the body. sometimes we need to talk about the areas in our lives that we need to work on so that we will save our lives some 20% or be fruitful 80% by just saving 20% of quality operations, of focusing on quality 20% operations of our lives. Like Pareto says, if you focus on 20% important things, your life will yield at least 80% productivity for all the things you want to do, just because you focus on some 20 critical percent. It just tells me that many of us will go through life and never hit 20% effectiveness. Like, it's possible that somebody can live 70 years and was never 20% of what their true potential is. Say, mercy, Lord. Yeah. But this is the least requirement. To come up against the famine that is ahead, to deal with the future and be successful with the future, you just have to do this basic requirement. Invest 20% into your life, into your future. Joseph said, the famine is coming. Before the famine comes, you have plenty. That plenty is 100%. Take 20% of it, store it, invest it, and then it will save you from perishing. It will save the land from perishing when famine sets in. Very severe famine will set in. But if you are disciplined even up to 20%, you will survive. If you are prayerful even up to 20%, you will survive. If you serve well up to 20%, you will survive. If you love your spouse 20% from where you are right now, you will survive. It's not that the marriage will survive, you yourself, you will survive. Because sometimes when we are talking about, and since it's February, let's talk about family. Sometimes when you are loving someone, you think that you are doing the person a favor. But you are helping yourself. Because I am 100% sure that you will not be able to withstand anything away from a good life. So just imagine the pain God was having for seeing human beings going astray. Then he decided that to save himself that pain, he needed to love this unlovable creature by dying to save the creature. As you love, it's like you are dying, but you are saving yourself. Hello? Yeah. And some of us want to use love as a transactionary key. It's like, when I love you, it's like wabaso. Into mendo, I will hold my love. You are a fool to think that loving a good person is to the advantage of the person. And we see this wisdom from God himself. Yes. We love him because he first loved us. Do you think God is a fool for loving us? And he loved us unconditionally, even when we could not love him back. Because the lover can never lose. So to think that I'm in a relationship, I will hold back my love. Boy, you are not well. Especially when you have somebody whose brain is also correct. A sign that you are not well is that you have a great person by your side, and because you are not well, that person too is catching sickness. Your husband can be so sick because you don't know how to love or how to receive love. When you get love, now you start misbehaving. Your wife can be so sick because loving you is like hell. Hell. Don't know how to love. You don't know how to receive love. Everything is kaku, kakucious person. You are kaku, kakuliti. You're buried. Tell somebody, be loosening up. Be loosening up. All the cacolism would dissolve in Jesus' mighty name. With your cacolity. Love. If you look at God's pattern, God invested in man. First, invested in man, gave his life, he breathed into man his breath, gave us his image and likeness. Are you here with me at all? When he had done all of that, he said that now you can have fellowship with me. If you don't make investment into people, into time, and into things, you can pray and expect and wish forever. Nothing is going to happen. Because it is a clear sign that you are a waster. It's a clear sign that you are a blower. Are you here with me at all? That's why God put his spirit in us. He put the garden there for the man and the woman. And then he said that harvest will always show up as long as the heaven and the earth remains. Every time and season, he's made investment into it for us. So that we have no need of anything. As long as we have him, he himself has become more than enough in our lives. And then he says that my grace is sufficient to you. Full investment made in us. Joseph is saying that if you have expectation of a great future, the minimum you can do is to invest 20% of your life into your future. 20. Please look at somebody and say, this 20, don't joke with it too. From your head to your toe, make sure that you divide yourself into 5 and invest at least a portion, 1/5 of your life, 1/5 of your life to save you. Praise the Lord. Can you clap your hands? We cannot eat all and have all at the same time. So Joseph is saying that 20%, Pharaoh, it will be great. And please watch this. Joseph was addressing Pharaoh for Pharaoh to address the masses. That simply means that it doesn't matter where you sit and how you see things. If you don't take heed how you build, you will find out that a season will come and overcome you, overtake you. If you are Pharaoh, if you are the king, today you may be the politician or the CEO or you are on top. Take heed and ensure that you are handling your 20. You may also today be part of the masses. What he says to the top, he's saying to the bottom. It is possible for the person who is sitting at the popular stance to have more comfort in the future than the person who is seated in the high place right now, because the one who is at the bottom took heed to 20% investment and then secured their future. And the one seated up today thought that it will be Sahar forever, when God has not designed it to be Sahar forever. Are you here with me at all? I have seen a driver become a mate before, and then backward became a passenger, then became pedestrian. I have seen house owners, landlords, squatting in uncompleted buildings before. Because what you do with this season of plenteousness is what would determine how your life will build resistance against the hard realities of life that are ahead of us. And I dare say that if after all that God has given us now and this year, any of us here end up the way I'm going to show you a few things, where people went and started begging and begging, traveling begging, then it means that we are not wise. Praise the Lord. Jesus is first the wisdom of God and the power of God. The believer must operate with wisdom. In fact, you will operate more with wisdom. By wisdom, a house is built. A house is kept. You will operate more with wisdom because, in fact, the power itself is part of God's wisdom. God's wisdom to save, God's wisdom to continue to operate, God's wisdom to end life. So your before now and your after, your yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you must have a working functional wisdom. There must be a method to the madness of your life. Like when you see people doing well, there is a method, there's a methodology to why they are doing well. Are you here with me at all? There's a methodology. You think some people chill and still have a lot. There's a methodology to that. Maybe they work so much and they save so much and whatever. I don't know. But there has to be a methodology to how you are living your life. So that we can look at you and know that in the next 10 years you will not be begging. Now that God has given you so much, you have so much life, you have so much, your skills, your energy, everything is high now. There has to be a methodology to how you live your life, how you live your love life, how you live your financial life, how you live your career life, your business life, how you live your family life, how you live your ministry life. There has to be. Jesus had a methodology to it. Early in the morning, he would rise and go and pray. He would talk to the disciples. He had a way of handling things. And the Bible says that as his custom was. Paul, same, as his custom was or his culture was. There has to be a methodology to your life. When you see people poor, there is a reason why it is so. Apart from deprivation of resources to certain areas and certain people, there is a reason why people who sit in plenty end up poor, end up weak, end up sick and wasted. There's a reason. Tell somebody there's a method to this thing. And when you see people successful, there's also a method to it. Tell somebody there's a method to it. There's a method to it. Don't think it just happened. If you see somebody wealthy, for instance, whether by God or by Satan, or there's a method to it. And it's because not everyone can handle the method. Is the reason why some are ahead and some are behind. Some people, you say they do sikedro and they have the money. You don't have it because you don't have the heart to do that sikedro. But I can tell you that 95% of people, they are not interested in sikedro. They are interested in what works regardless of your location. Because there's a method. Bible says that seeing a man diligent in his own business, he shall be presented before great men. That means that diligence works. No matter who your parents are, no matter the location. Do you know that the poorest place still has somebody rich? Everybody cannot be zero. May you be the different guy in your family. That amen didn't come out at all. I'm a different person. I was very determined. When I was coming up, I said, Kai, nobody goes to secondary school. As I grew, I didn't see anybody. All the people who went to secondary school, they were not in my time. They were in my father's realm. But I didn't see cousins. Or when we were growing, you saw cousins. Not cousins, not nephews, not like big people. Between myself and my father's generation, the in-betweens, we didn't see them go to school like that. I said, hey, I'll go to school. Pa, like that. God help me. I went to school. Secondary school. I was just doing all manner of whatever to keep myself in the school. In the secondary school, I basically contributed to paying my school fees. retired till I finished. When I finished, I retired my father. My father didn't pay my school fees. When I finished, the next person to go to school is Alfred. I was the one who was paying his school fees. I was very young. There has to be a method to you wanting to come out of that hole. And it doesn't take thinking ordinary, living your life as if there are no causes and effect to life. It won't happen out of your whims and caprice. There must be intentionality to where you want to go and how you want to get there. Intentionality. You want your marriage to do well. You have to be intentional. You are misbehaving, brother. It won't work because you are misbehaving. I was watching one movie. And then the lady came and told the guy, it's a Nigerian movie. He says that, but why are you chasing my boss? I am the one that you loved. And then, so why are you following after my boss? And then blah, 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 blah. Long this time. Apparently, the guy has been chasing the girl for how many years? 2 years or so many years. In the same locality. She said, I was playing hard to catch for 5 years. He said, as what? As Queen Elizabeth? As whatever. I'll grow when it's wrong. This world is moving very quick. As what? I don't know. You know, some people, they have some airs around them. So they can choose to play kakra. But you and I, who are bare bones, be careful, be very, very, can you tell somebody, be very, very careful. And start developing a methodology to where you are going. You cannot behave anyhow and get certain results. Said 20%. Careful how you treat people. Careful how you manage small projects. Careful how you treat small money. Especially in church. They buy and say, oh, me kwaba. Untia, because they're a church. Be careful, bia. I mean, no crank, I mean, tongue, dear, sorry that. I do want to meet this canoe in advance. There must be a method. Joseph said that if you are going to survive the famine that is coming, it's imminent, you must save 20%. This 20%, I've been preaching it for the past 3 weeks now. You still don't have a plan. What is your plan this year? What are your goals? What's your vision this year? Vision for your body. Vision for your health. Vision for your career, for your education. Vision for family. What's your vision? What is your vision? I was telling the first service people that I normally will not change my wardrobe that much. I mean, Evans, Dems, they have their own plan. But in my mind, when I buy these suits for 3-4 years, I have to be able to maintain my size to stay. It's work. Sometimes there, I see that I'm going over the bar. And I say, hey, you are introducing higher cost. You know, and we don't look at things like that. Because as your body is getting bigger than your dresses, your expenditure is going higher. True or false? So you are there now. Good chopping is just making you not to be able to save the 20%. And it is your mouth that eroded the good chopping. Or it's giving you health challenges. So we have to look at it. Please tell somebody, I beg you. Be looking at this 20%. Oh. Be looking at it. So let's look at some of the areas, because even me, the 20% is getting too long in my hands. So Joseph said, we should look at a few things. He said, first of all, in Genesis chapter 41, verse 36, he said, let food be stored. Let what? Can I hear you? Food be what? In verse 48 and 49, look at what he said also. He says that, and this is practically, when he had recommended what should be done, he practically did it. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. You even think that the pastor came to insult you. But how can I even look at you, big man like this, and insult you? But if you know the amount of money in your account, you have not reached there yet. If you look at this guy, he gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. That's why now you know that I have 50,000 in my account, 100,000 in my account. If it is numberable, you have not reached there. If it's countable, you have not. It means that your life has not qualitatively improved. You are still a quantitative figure. What's your net worth? Then you are going into your account. I have $10 million in my account. It's more than that. But even if we were to reduce it to an account, how much are you numbering from investment? I think it should have been the topic for the preaching. Do you number the number? What is your number? This week, Mommy was telling me that she has a target. I will mention the target. She wants to see that target in a particular area of her life. You should have a target. And you, no matter what it is, you can legitimately achieve it. You can. If you don't set a target, this guy, it means that he achieved his target, and now he was no longer targeting the target. He had gone over the target to a jai kind. Then it was coming like that. It was coming like, I have a friend, he made heavy investment into equipment, into selling fast moving product. All these products, you see, you are always trying to create something that nobody has done before. You are wasting your time. All these products you see, despite selling, and he has made a lot of money, he didn't create them. Do you create water? Water is there. It's on ground. The fufu has been there since. You know me so? The nkulenu, has it not been there since? Is it local or agric? Abeo. Abe. Palm nut. Mary. Palm nut. If you keep this your American business style, you're not going to make it in this Ghana. Ghana, dear, you want to succeed, and buy and sell. Buy and sell. We eat everything. We use everything. What else, Simpo? This guy is just packaging everything. Salt. Commodities. Fast moving. Then you say, I'm trying to create something. No. Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Are you here with me at all? Yes. Same content, different brand name. Same content. People are doing bread. Is there any bread they are doing that was not there before? Nothing has been there on ground. They put different attar on it. This one is delay. This one is A1. This one is this. This one is, are you here with me at all? These noodles that they sell by the roadside, they have a common name they call it. Indomie. That's somebody's brand name. Indomie. When we were in secondary school, we used to call it Spark. Spaghetti. Somebody's brand name. Same thing, but different names. Is that not so? Maybe as the research improves, somebody may reduce the starch content and make it more fiber, whatever, better than, you know, in different spices and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was just thinking yesterday that wouldn't it be great if somebody who likes perfumes did a perfume and put antihistamine element into it so that people who are affected with smell could just smell something that's spray something that smells nice without being affected. I was just thinking, I'm not a lover of perfume in terms of selling it. If I were, boy, you will find it in China or Turkey or somewhere. Why do you want to go and create? Hey, people are moving. The oil is there, they bring fried oil. Then is there and they move to cholesterol free. Do you remember? Yeah. Then the salt is there. Then we move to hydrated salt. Then we move. Then we say, goiter. And whatever. Say whatever. There must be a method to the madness. There is a method to it. If you sit, ube bokao. Yes, see, your tina sitting in session, the demo film, no combat. This is how poverty will overtake you like a thief. Are we getting there? So Joseph said, "In please, can you go back to the verse before? He said that gather, store. There is a principle of storing. Your mind must come to that wisdom that there's a wisdom to store for the future. The value of the future is in your ability to store now. It's a wisdom to store. You don't keep changing phone because they say, iPhone this came, iPhone that came, iPhone that came. They'll put one button, one corner, and that's how $1,000 is gone. Unfortunately for us in Africa, when we are buying, we are really buying. You know me so? Oh, abroad there, yeah, you can go and just, I have this already. It's an upgrade. You trade in, you swap, you add small, they even spread it. Some payers, Ghana, when you are buying iPhone 17, shishi, cash on ground. That's somebody's price for one plot of land. How can you buy land for cause? Cause. Praise the Lord. How? At this level. Because Obie, you see Binti. Obie, the child, they are fine. And Ukra, if it's possible to liquidate. Don't worry yourself now. You need minimum functionality that gives you comfort. That's all. You are not using your phone for any high-tech trading or any sophisticated whatever beer. So what is the point? Please ask somebody, what's the point? You buy a phone, then you cannot pay bride price. You are not prepared to marry. And you are still nursing at this level. All your focus is iPhone 17. Something that can secure you marriage easily. You don't have anything. You are planning a big wedding. As if your wedding is where we'll pass to go to heaven. Yeah, look at someone and say, brother, sister, you will be careful though. Because when you see the rich people, and there is a method to why they have what they have. This is your methodology you are using. It won't solve the problem. Yeah. You can see that you are using the mind for quadratic equation to solve a differentiation or integration problem. But now, When you cut the YDX, I grow in it. With the function approaching some limit. Okay. I have a quadratic. You can't differentiate. You can't calculus. You can't quadratic. With the LCM 903. LCM 903. LCM na ne hold him. LCM na ne hold him. Adi ayeye. LCM a woman. She say ya ye wema. Edu asia ho pa. Me ye pese ye kiti kiti kiti. Normally mpo. E be half mark B. And I'm make us oh you simplify it to the least common whatever. Into we yen one. But the heavy lifting, you need to be very complex. In decoding, to break it down before you come and add icing to that cake. Small, half a mark out of 20. Then you don't want to pay attention to what brings the whole. You're just using what doesn't work at this level. You don't want to embrace hard work. And you want to be rich because one of it. Like why? Please ask somebody like how? As what? Tell somebody investment is the way forward. Build a culture. Praise the Lord. So Joseph told them that you need to have the wisdom of story for future value. And in doing so, he told them, he said, let food be stored everywhere in Egypt. In every city, store up food. Whether it was created there or it was not created there, make sure that you build silos, storehouses, and store up food. Please, church, if you are going to be able to deal with the future, you have to attempt some great things. Attempt. Cities upon cities, silos upon silos. Lay up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was run about every city. So first of all, the field, some of the field, they say in that location, when they give food, find a way to store them there. Sometimes it's not in the field, it's in the city. It's a broader picture. He said, sometimes it's even beyond the cities, around the city. Are you with me at all? Around the city. One of the ways that I have found very interesting is how people don't know how to do tent to tent. You start a business, you start something, and then you start robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you don't render accountability. How much did you collect from this field? How much did you store in this city? From where? How much is coming into these silos from around the city? You can see that somebody can start maybe three businesses, and then most of the time the business they are passionate about doesn't yield much and may not even yield ever. But because they are very passionate and emotional about it, they will keep, assuming it's water, soap, yeah, maybe the water works but the soap doesn't work. They will keep taking money from the water to pay people who are working around the soap, who do the soap, and the soap doesn't work. They will keep putting money there. So, and sometimes where people's passion is, that's where they even reward higher. So you see that the real workers for the water business who bring in a lot of the money, their rewards will be at a certain low level. And they will be rewarding so much of the people around their passion, which doesn't bring anything and will not bring anything. And they will keep doing that and they will buy cars for this. When they think about branding, they're always going to where their passion is, not where their productivity is. They will brand it. Haven't you seen companies that branded Fintim to collapse? Don't be too emotional in the market now. Is it not? That's why Many people who have done well, they like using data. They like using what? Data. You like using prophecy. Spirit. But if you are in the market, you should be driven by data. Because that woman at Cantamanto, who has not stepped in a classroom before, the people at the bank, they have serialized her as a variable of their data. They know what they are going to get from all these fine women in Cantamanto who chichiri their money by their attacks. And then we would tap into their market and collect the money and create money from there. But a woman, she has a brain that collects data. If you like, travel with them and see. They can't read what is on the boarding pass. But ube hirano no moko. Because they have trained their mind to collect data that is not written. You know, they know the seasons they bring their goods. They know the high point, the midpoint. They know when they are plateauing. They know that this is. They know a season, and then they diversify. They just work with the data of the market. You don't want to work with data. And when I say, media, my passion is music. When you skip your music, it's a bottomless pit. But if you are guided by data, you find out that Charlie say, Sadia and I are bottomless pit in the womb. Some high level of overflow be with the surplus be be socket side na embe hompo. Stay with what works and invest there, because investment is a spirit, is a culture. If you are not careful, it will take you out of life. When you invest 1, 2, 3, 4 and everything goes down, if you are not careful, you'll be grounded forever. You even have the appetite to try anything again. That's why you see a lot of people, when they are talking to you, you can see that they are intelligent, but they are not ready to do. That's why I quoted this scripture. He said that the man that you will use, let that man store up food. When they appointed him as the man, when he came, he stored the food. It's in the doing, not in the talking. You have to do it, and do it to back yourself with the data. Do it in a way that it will succeed, so that you'll be motivated to do more. Hello? You are starting life now. You have a dream that needs $1 million to start. Now, you have to do it in a way that it will $1 million. The pie number is $1 million. Is it wrong to have that dream? No. But you have to break it down. You have to what? Break it down. Because you don't have anything. You are starting from nothing. You have to break it down. Break it down to a measure where anybody at all can help you start. And then eventually you will get there. Praise the Lord. Some people work all their lives. In Ghana, maybe minimum that people work is 40 years, right? Minimum. To go to pension at 65. Or 60. 60. So maybe 35 thereabout. Because how many people get meaningful employment at age 25? They will work 35 years. They will not see that kind of money. Not even $100,000 in savings. Then you have a big distance. You don't want to break it down. That is, if somebody gave you all their living, it will still not be able to start you up. It can't be like that. He's saying that minimum requirement, 20%. If you are methodological, you'll be able to make something meaningful come out of it. Are you here with me? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Please. Don't just waste your life. We can't waste our lives. This is a great year. God says he's giving us this year for transgenerational blessing. You are not saving. You are not investing. Wife, brother, serious. Where steady? What the common befia? Who kunu koka? Media. Obadi every week. Who says so? By whose method? And I'm papa own. Yeah, no, see, your sister called to be all, brother called to be all, bro code. Anyway, when name was our uncle baby, any power which you are in the school, and then I owe code, no, and Tafu cry will be our crown code in them. Swaswa ideologies taking you nowhere. If you have opportunity, the Bible says that he that is faithful with a little is all you need to start. Little investment, small, 100 Ghana every month. 100 Ghana. I used to talk to Rosemary here when she was working. I said, Rose, how much are you saving? She said, you know, we had discussion. Sometimes I'll call somebody to the office. Or when they give people new appointment. These days, by the grace of God, we are having people whom they are paying dollars a lot. A dollar in Christ, yeah, I say, Nimunyam Krekreni. But some way, somehow, just, especially the sisters, I just be asking. Because boys in the eyes, we are stubborn. Yeah, academy, you know. A stubborn academy. But I just ask a sister, Charlie, this one that they are paying you so and so, how much are we saving and investing? Because if you are from zero and you've gotten a job, for me, once you take your transportation out of that job, commutation, the rest is in your hand. The rest is in your hand. You are eating before the job. You are staying somewhere before the job. Why are you even in a hurry to move from there? Emprehunti. No, see your attitude. They see how to meet you prepaid who contribute to him. I said, "Bushi wofia, buatie." Now we are contributing to pay the prepaid, and what can be? I'm a can be actually. And you lose all your humility. Muadie own. Muadie. What then? Then it will be a fight. Then you go and rent on your own. Then you now see the wisdom of patience. Sharing cost. Some of us, I just wonder at this level, why is you are trading. Trading is beautiful. And you are forcing to buy a house at this level. When cost of housing has all gone down, you are trading. Na rente. Like you have to sit and do calculation. Be driven by data. Sometimes if you give yourself a chance to rent for 5 years, and use whatever you were paying as mortgage, yeah, for that same 5 years into the business you are doing, you will see that your life will be way, way better in 5 years' time. It's all about calculation and what has come your way. And when it's work for business, it's kind of media may thought die. Now they are question she no abas say wow. And there's a certain scale when you are operating, your profitability cannot hit a certain level. Anything can we a tenant? You just plow back, then you compound your profit going forward. 5 years, and what when some I say, oh, tough. 4-bedroom, it's just like this. Imagine this one is no mustache and beard, though. So say, you see, am I a big boy? Only a big boy. Hey, tell somebody be calming down. Be a mild pressure. And I want to die. If you want to buy a house, talk to important people. Oh. Yeah, no content creators. No. Talk to people who are grounded. Do you understand? Grounded. You want to build a house. Now, auto cement, now, this wall now. We see, can you walk a wall now? Like, nothing is good or bad. Timing, data. Jesus said, if you're a wise person and you are going to build, you will do a budget. Then you do analysis. Are you here with me? This is my 20 pence for you. From this scripture, we'll continue. He said, have that mind of storing. If there is an emergency right now, where is your buffer? And maybe your admission,
oh yeah, Jimmy, you're out to hospital. Wait, now say Mugabe, bi eshiami osu the driver's license ewu. Na metu mi abo na me say license ni accident ana. After driving for a whole year, license ne wu. Fa kwa mortuary. Take it to mortuary. How much does it take to do driver's license? Something that gives you your daily bread. You never plan to renew it. Now police are stopping you and blocking you and all of that because I hear, you know, you don't have. You never planned to help yourself. Does a driver license die because of an accident? Because that thing is not there. Oh, maybe some people can even leave the church. I saw no muti more day. When you are in trouble, they don't help you. And so every Sunday, no more dresses. No more so muti more day. Uko pastor so on kanyan sa sembi anchiroma. You that is complaining, we want you to start helping us. Start helping us. Or you were created to depend on people. Every human being going somewhere thinks in a way that they will be able to support themselves at the least level. There is a certain dimension of emergency and agency that even God will send you helpers to come in for you. Are you with me at all? But when you eat your cake and you still want to have it, God will turn his eyes like this. Life will cane you. You will think God doesn't love you. Say, go to the ant and learn. It's gathering. Gathering, Joseph says, gather. Jesus said, even when I have given you miraculous bread and you have eaten, and then I'm like, gather. Gather. Tell somebody, gather, gather, gather. Tell somebody, be skillful in gathering. Skillful. To me, 100,000, 50,000. You should have like minimum, you know, banks and financial, in economies, I think they have what they call what, minimum reserve, or is it minimum reserve? That people will put their money there when they come. At least you can have something for them. If that minimum reserve is eroded, I think Bank of Ghana can shut you down. Then you lose the integrity of that institution. You should have that mind that anything at this level, maybe past 20,000 Ghana cedis in my account, anytime I pass there, anything from there is going to fix deposit. Anything from there, I'm chopping within 20k. Anything from there, you have 100,000, 80,000 is going into fixed deposit. No need for whatever is not working. Safe, same bank is on ground. All this one, you leave the money in the account, and then at the end of the, some of you can still operate in a savings account. What is savings about that account? But even if it's okay, and then they'll give you one shopping on, like, why don't you push it into fixed deposit or something? Nobody has ever gone into any dangerous, risky, whatever. That money that is there that you don't know what to do, the system itself can give you something. But you are not interested. If you like, let's collect people's phones right now and see what they have been serializing on TikTok for the past 3 weeks. We'll see that there is nothing there that will protect your future. You didn't look at anything that has to do with financial investment, nothing on education, nothing on news that will protect you economically, spiritually, blah, you're just laughing. laughing. Why? Can you look at somebody's face and say, why? Why are you like that? Why? You should be able to key into your search. Businesses people are doing between Ghana and China. When you say, hey, I know. Serially as I'm out. You say, Omo Tonti Ro, Now people are not even hiding what they are doing to prosper. People are happy to share. Oh dear, Nollywood nana that's so sad. Yes, movie Fufrobiaba. Nefe, Odogu, Achalugu. Everything is about love for you. Please ask somebody with a chop love. Everything is a love, uncle. Everything is love, love, love. Meanwhile, when you don't have money, no lover wants your love. No lover wants your love. This what kind of poverty love is this? Please rise, please rise. So 20% we own. I just will boom if it's our other way. So. Then you are the lady, the man who married the lady and say, Charlie, Charlie, go and see your daddy and come. Go and see your father and come. Go and see your father. You are now planning how the lady will connect with her father, her brother, beep. So we need plan. We need plan. But then you are the buyer and they say, we're a fine boy. Cross my heart. I love you. Tell somebody there must be a method to how you want to get there. One day I was marking an examination paper. See why I'm saying there should be a method. And then the person deviated by thinking it was another method she was supposed to use in answering that question. So I called the person on whose behalf I was marking the paper for, the lecturer. I said, this person has written beautifully. Deviation, keep to happy, but deviate with method. So we think beautifully. And I said, okay, send the paper to me. And I sent the paper. Oh, read it, you know. Share. We send the panel to theory and I said, apply in a comma. So I said, I'll make others in the The third question, we should go and take an assignment she did and use the mark to socket that aspect. Yeah. So I'm wow being to me wow. I say this one is defensible. Yeah, more assignment. Now who tears I'm near Pesia boy at the end of a boy. Class, uncle, I saw in Swa. Once what the class and that excuse is say, and went to me, and my son, the Bia say, wow, like that. You see that that is how poverty and failure will come like a thief. Many organizations and people in power, they want to help people come up, but you have to show something. What have you got to show? Show something. This is a good message. I want us to pray. Clap your hands. Let's bless the Lord. I want us to pray to God. Joseph, the Bible said that he had the Spirit of God with him. One of the things that will help you to be able to do this is that you should be a man of the Spirit. Grace of God is helping you. Because sometimes we know so much we have to do, but we don't do it. So you are going to pray that, Father, let your compelling grace, in all humility, let your compelling grace help me to walk in the right things and do the right things that will bring glory to your name as I'm building the future that you have given me to be. Is it a good prayer? Can you lift your hand and say, Father, thank you for the word that I have heard. I'd like you to open your mouth and thank him for the word that you have heard. Thank him for the word and ask him that the grace of God should keep the word in your heart and keep it in your mind, ringing in your mind and in your heart every day of the week in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, help us keep it Help us, help us. Shakapara dadas. Lift your hand one more time. Say, Father, I ask for your grace in the mighty name of Jesus, that in any area that I have to invest 20%, whether it's tangible or intangible, I pray for grace to be able to do it. Open your mouth right now, that I'll be able to do it. 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 Pray for that grace to do, not just to hear, not hear us only, but do us as well. I pray for the grace to do, the grace to do, the grace to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on now, pray. Kapata, my God, lepo shadaba. One more prayer point is coming. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. I pray for the grace to do. Help you do the last prayer point with us. Come on, open your mouth and pray. Pray for the grace to do. Shagabagaba. Yes, yes, Lord. Grace to do. Grace to do.
The grace to do, la brosa kadaba shekedebe. Continue to pray. Malekado shadaba. Ratosi bayan delebo. Badia kadabayan delebosa. Reta sakadabayan deleboshe. Iyan delebosi yakadia kabo. Yatadia kabayan delebose kedelebe. Ratadia kabayan dalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying finally that God will show us where to store. No, there's a way that you can gather and you don't even know where or how to store it. Talk about investments, where to put it. We are going to pray that God will direct us in the things that we should do, the businesses that we should focus on, the direction in which we should go. Lift up your voice and pray that in every aspect of our lives, God will show us where we should store when we gather, how we should store it. Masekede bosha, ratosi baya kadese, labra sutalia kabaya ndalaba, rekada basika dola basabaya ndelebosa, retosi badese. How do we preserve before we store? The preservation strategies. Sometimes what is gathered must be preserved before it is stored, or else it will even go bad. Ratose, ratasi baya ndalabosa, rekada basia kadaba. Father, give us the strategies on how to store, where to store, masika toniaba, when to store, rekadose, ratosepe, ayandelia basa, rekada badide, iso baria kabo, labasi badabadaba, madigado shadabadabadaba. When we store, it will not go bad. When we store, it will be preserved for that day of that famine. And we can go back to that storehouse and know that we have really indeed gathered and stored for the use in the 7 years of famine. Masekete, ratosi bayanta, ida boseke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.